Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blocks Talk Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Welcome to today's holiday special. But first, before we get into all the holiday madness that is to come in today's episode, Rex, what have you been up to recently? How has your break off from school for the holidays been?
It's been good. My other siblings got off from college, so we all have been hanging out a lot and playing some games.
Nice.
How about you?
As for me, I have been doing a lot of Minecraft dungeons with family and friends, Mario Kart on the Switch, and also, you know, diving into some Roblox. I was very excited. I was kind of bored yesterday, and that's when Garten of Ban Ban 6 came out, and I got to Think Noodles. I got to watch Think Noodles play through that, and really cool game. I cannot wait for the launch of those on Roblox, as the Euphoric Brothers have been working on that with Jewel Games. Yeah, it has been pretty awesome so far.
Yes.
All right.
So one more thing before we dive into this festive holiday special, is a little rundown on the upload schedule. Obviously today is going to be our holiday special. And then we are not sure about recording Saturday. It's kind of whatever happens with our own separate schedules. And then we are both very busy over the holidays. So the next upload will most likely be in early January.
Right. So, yep.
But of course, if you're bored, you can always go back and rewatch all of our awesome episodes. So,
yep.
You won't be bored, but just don't expect constant uploads.
And speaking of bored, well, this holiday season, something that does tend to happen, especially for me, is in between all of the big events and important traditions and all of that, what usually tends to happen is I get pretty bored occasionally for like an hour or so when there's just nothing going on, and I'll just hop onto Roblox. So today, me and Rex are going to be talking about the games we hop into during the holiday season, the top five, and why each ranked. And yeah, so without further ado, because it has been an extremely long intro, let's just jump on into our holiday special event. Alright, so as I said, we are going to be going into the special holiday part of today's episode, which is going to be ranking the top five games we like to play during the holiday season. So let's start with number five, Rex, lead on.
So a quick question we never really covered before we started, Mav. Is 5 going to be the least we play, the most we play, or just, like, one of them?
I think 5 is going to be not the least, but the least out of your top 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, my fifth pick is probably going to be Horrific Housing. Mm. And I played this game a lot, but not as much as the others during the holidays. Because it's really fun how they do, like, events for each day.
Mm-hmm.
So just tuning in and checking out the events and then playing for a little bit is usually what I like to spend my free time with.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, my number five is probably Arsenal. I usually hop in here a couple times a week for like a 40 minutes to an hour timing playing that game. Though it's not my favorite game to play during the holidays just because, like, it does have a holiday event, but it isn't exactly like a very good holiday game, I guess I would say. Not a very good game to play during the holidays because it doesn't really have anything to do with that, like Peace on Earth and Rapid Gunfire. But I don't really play that one the most out of my top five, but it's still really fun.
Yes.
Number four.
Yes, moving on to number four. Mine is probably going to be... Mine's probably going to be, I'm going to switch my top five, my top four, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not really a game I play a lot, but it's kind of fun to create havoc in it. And it's a game we actually haven't reviewed. It's called Forgotten Worlds, but it has some fun. It's kind of like a role-play game. I don't really use it like that. I like to terrorize people, but it's fine. More about that if we ever do the episode. So it's a fun game, and it has like some winter wolves, but it's not really a game I really... play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would be my number five. My number four would be Horrific Housing.
Right. For my number four, this is definitely hard, but I would say Rainbow Friends for sure. It's a really fun game to play. And, if you do get gifts that are Robux, or you just want to treat yourself for the holidays, you can buy some gems, get some really cool boxes in that game, kind of show off, and it's really, really cool, and very enjoyable, especially during the holiday season, because you can join with friends, earn coins and stuff, and it's a really fun game to play.
Yeah, okay. So then moving on to number three, there is going to be a little lapse because my number three is Mav's number four, which is Rainbow Friends. I've been playing this a lot, kind of just like grinding the game, just hanging out there, showing off my cool legendary box that I got in a pre-recording gameplay. Which was really fun. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should probably go watch Rainbow Friends Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did talk about that for a bit on that show. All right. I kind of lost track. Where are we now?
We are on our number twos. Wait.
Number three,
three.
Right? Yeah.
I saw my number three, yeah.
So I'm going to say my number three is for sure Jailbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Jailbreak, they have a winter update, they have new robberies, the map is all covered in snow, which, living where I do live in the state that I live in, it's, very reminiscent of, you know, my area. And that just makes it enjoyable, if that makes any sense. Like, it's just really fun to play, because I do enjoy having some snow during the holiday season, which sadly rarely ever happens. But that game makes it a lot of fun. And also, I do like how you can kind of gift in this game by dropping money.
Yeah.
And I've done that with some friends. You know, it's just really cool to be able to gift that to friends. Like, you know, I'll give them $1,000 or so. Or if you're on the police side, maybe give them some of your money too that you collected from a bounty or something. And really enjoyable game, which we do need to revisit.
We totally should.
We are going to be doing that sometime, revisiting Jailbreak, because it has had a lot of changes since, and I do think now that we have kind of mastered our podcasting skills in a way, I think we should for sure revisit that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to our number twos. Like I just said in my number three, there is quite a lapse here. So my number two is actually Arsenal, which is as exciting for me as Mavs. I mean, any other game that Mavs would choose. So if you notice, this was Mav's fifth choice, I believe. But I actually do play it a lot over the holidays, because I usually go in for their 12-day advent calendar. And like their 12-day advent calendar, but then end up playing a little. But I do kind of agree, it's kind of unrealistic to be like a holiday choice, but somehow I still wind up playing it.
I gotta say, my number two is gonna be the Amazon's Holiday Dash. It's a game officially created by Amazon, where you can play lots of holiday themed mini games, and some very strange ones. If anyone here has ever gotten like those gift guides, they definitely do follow the art style. I think the art style is really cool for that game. And as you earn more points, you can get exclusive UGC. You get to vote on the UGC the season before, which, not actual seasons, but there's Halloween season, Thanksgiving season, etc., etc. And you get to vote on those, and then by earning points, you can earn the 100-point one and I believe the 300-point one. And they're Amazon box heads, hats that will go on you. And I think they're really fun. I do have like an icy box. It's all covered in ice. I also got a mummy box from the Halloween season. And I think it's a really fun game to play. Kind of like just a bunch of different party games. And it can be a lot of fun to play with friends, which just UGC is one of my favorite parts of the holiday season on Roblox. You know, they release so much new stuff. You can buy, I did buy like a hair that had a Santa hat built into it, which is really cool. And also, if you are like one of those people who's interested in UGC, you should go and check out. We are releasing some merch officially, made by Anaya06 or Joella the Great, who is on our group wall. You can find that. We're still trying to organize that, but it's a great thing you can do to help out the show, and I think it's pretty cool. So
yeah. And like, if you have a friend or family member who really loves the show be great Christmas present. I mean, they won't be ready by Christmas, but maybe for next year.
Right. Maybe like a New Year's present or something.
Birthday present, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or really, really early birthday presents. I really do love those. And now, of course, it's time to move into our number one.
Right. So, my number one is going to be another lapse to Magma Boys. My number one is actually Jailbreak. I really like what they did with the maps, like winterifying it or whatever. And I've just, like, been spending a lot of time there. However, there is a, as I've noticed playing Jailbreak, there has been a lot more campers. Than normal, so I don't know if that has to do with the holiday season or camping's just going way up. But I decided to put a stop to that the other day by purchasing a sniper from the gun shop, going on top of a hill, and whenever I see a cop, I just snipe them.
Yeah. It is kind of surprising that there are more campers, especially like now. Like, it's the season of charity and kindness. But apparently us in the jail don't get that. That is
funny thing. So if you're one of those people who like being a cop in Jailbreak, I say you keep doing that, but don't camp.
Right.
Make the game fun for everybody else.
Right. And that is especially such an enjoyable game because you get to work together with teams. And it's, like, I've noticed people who get mad anytime they get caught. And if you get caught fairly, that's fine. Like, usually when someone catches me, like, there was a cop hiding out in the donut area, which kind of camping, but also really smart. I just said, wow, that was extremely smart. Congratulations. And that just makes it really fun to play in Roblox when everyone's working together and having a great time. And that's one of my favorite parts about Roblox, the community interaction. All right. And without further ado, let's get into our number one. All right. Sorry. My number one, not your number one, but... my number one is the number one it always has been. It's Doors. I enjoy it during the holiday season because I enjoy, you know, I'm kind of that guy who does, like, to research codes and stuff. So I'll text friends codes and other things like that. That way they can, you know, get some revives and stuff. And not just playing the base game. I do like that, though. I will play with modifiers on, and I'll do different challenges YouTubers, I know have done, like, for example, No Hiding. I've kind of been doing that one, and I've found some really cool glitches, awesome moments, and just crazy things that aren't related to the challenge, which is one thing I really do enjoy, that is one of my favorite games to play because it takes a good while of time and it can be enjoyable, especially when you're doing a challenge that you're always on your toes, and it's always a good experience in the game. So that is my number one.
Yes. And, I agree with that, and it is a really fun game. I just haven't been able to play it a lot. So what I say we do, Mav, is we run through it one more time. So,
all right,
Mav, your five is.
All right, number five. I'm just gonna list them from number five to number one. So we got Arsenal, and then we have. I can't really remember. Let's think. Rainbow Friends, I believe I put.
I think so.
I think. Trying to remember here. There's Rainbow Friends.
Three was
you know what? Break. Rex, you go while I remember.
Okay. So, my five was Forgotten Worlds. My four was Horrific Housing. My three was Rainbow Friends, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then my two was Arsenal, and my number one was Jailbreak.
And my number five, as I said before, was Arsenal. My number four, it was actually, yes, confirmed Rainbow Friends. My number three was Amazon's Holiday Dash. Number two was Jailbreak. And number one was, of course, Doors. All right. Thank you for listening. Now let's jump into our outro and final few announcements as we wrap up this final episode of the year. All right, as I said before, is not time for today's episode to end, but we have the usual reminders, of course. So if you want to leave your top five, you can join the group at George Group on Roblox, GORGE group, or you can go on my account or Rex's account. If you want to look for that, you can search for OG Magma Boy the Legend or Rex from Blox Talks. If you want to find our accounts, do that. That they should be one of the first ones that pop up. And then also, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Feel free to leave us your top five holiday games inside the review. We don't care what's in those as long as like they're not hurtful to anyone, but also we also want to have you go on Spotify, give us 5 stars there, and you can leave an answer in the Q&A that has been really popular recently. Because still I think the majority of our listeners are on Spotify right now. But yeah. Either one is cool. We are going to be coming to more platforms soon. I've just been trying to work that out and everything. So that will be coming to you soon. And as I said in the group, if you're not in there, go ahead and join. But there are going to be some special announcements in the weeks to come. We have been working on something, brainstorming, going back and forth, and we'll see what comes of it. We also are developing in the group a RPG game, so that's probably not going to be released for a while, but
yes,
but still that is a good thing to keep an eye out for. goodbye everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, I'm Matt Bad Boy.
And I'm Rex.
And see you next time, guys. Alright, let's sing it. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Something else. Blah, blah.
Something.
Buns,
yeah.
Greetings. Season's farewell, I guess. Bye.
There's a reason we're in band.